I'm Anna Garcia, host of True Crime News, the podcast. Every week, we bring you in-depth coverage on cases making headlines, as well as those that go under the radar. Tune in for murders that defy explanation, mystery seeking exploration, and shocking secrets that will leave you breathless. Each week, we honor the victims by going beyond the salacious in our search for justice. Crime never stops. And neither do we. Listen to True Crime News, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
All righty, welcome back in. Zach Gelb here with you on Radio Row. Last year, I'll never forget when Bijan Robinson joined us because he had to go to the bathroom.
And I know,
there
was crazy.
There was 2.5 minutes.
That was wild, man.
And in our breaks, it's, you're in a 2.5 minute break. And
no,
they play EDM music.
Yeah.
And Bijan goes, where's the bathroom? And I go, right over there. And you ran.
I sprinted.
Went to the bathroom, came back, and you went to go shake my hand, and I go, did you wash him?
Yeah, I absolutely
did.
And
you go, yep.
Yeah.
You went across the hall.
I did.
Back here, 2.5 minutes, and washed the hands.
I did.
And I already knew you were fast and good,
but that was different. I had to respect your time. man, you know?
So this year with the Falcons, so different than where we were last year, but heading into this season, there was higher expectations.
Yeah.
And unfortunately, Kirk, I just never thought was at 100% health. How do you kind of look back at this season with Atlanta?
Yeah, I mean, I mean, obviously, you know, there's so much adversity that went on during that season. You know, I think that, you know, we you know, did what we were supposed to do when it came to, like, you know, coming together as a team and, you know, just raw, just making sure that this team is comfortable and is always, you know, prepared for every single game, because I feel like we were. Obviously, you know, we fell short of some games that we wanted and that we wanted to take back. But, you know, for me, man, I think that we, you know, we learned from the adversity. You know, we obviously we wanted to get to the playoffs and to you know, win and go deep in that aspect. But, you know, we were short of that. But, you know, for me as a player, as a leader for the team, you know, it was more so just me making sure everybody was comfortable on the team and just me lead by example, really, because I'm still, you know, I'm still a young guy, but I try to do it as much as I can so guys can see me in on the practice field and on the field. But, you know, man, I think that, you know, we're coming together the right way. And you know, we all trust in Terry and Raheem and just everybody in that building to make everything right and to make everything, you know, the way it's supposed to be for the future for this team.
Nothing against Kirk Cousins, but was there a push in that locker room before he was announced that Michael Penix Jr. was going to start for Mike to get on the field and maybe be quarterback number one?
Really nobody knew,
okay.
which was the thing, man. Like, you know, nobody knew what was going to happen. Nobody knew what was going on. You know, we were all preparing to play with Kirk. So, you know, us, you know, finding out that news and that information, it was something that we all just got from the social media. And
it's crazy.
You know, we got into the next day and we just kept it rolling. Cause that's what you got to do in the NFL. You can't really, like, you know, be a poor me or feel bad or, you know, because you want to win the games that you want to win to make it, you know, far as a team. But, you know, obviously with Kirk, you know, I respect Kirk so much, bro, because, like, you know, he could have been arrogant. He could have been mean. He could have been, like, you know, he could have left the team and not been a team player. But, man, he stepped up big time. You know, he helped Mike out a lot. Like, just having Mike see him and having Mike, you know, learn from him has been huge, man.
So with Michael Penix Jr. being the guy from the jump next year,
yeah,
right? You're 2 years ago, there was quarterback issues. This year, there's a quarterback issue. What can Michael Penix Jr. bring to the Atlanta Falcons, in your opinion?
I mean, he has an elite arm talent. So, like, you know, him having, he can make any single throw, every single throw. And, you know, he can run a little bit too. So, like, he just opens up a lot, like, for the run game. He opens up a lot for the offense, like, for me, hopefully I can open up everything for him in the pass game. But with him, he can sling it anywhere, and, you know, he can throw any ball and he can take it deep. It doesn't matter what it is, man. But, you know, I know that he can bring another presence to the offense that, you know, we're excited about. And for him to keep that composure, it's something that he's been really good at. So I'm excited what he can do next year.
Now, I want to be careful here, Bijan, before I throw out this comparison, because you guys aren't that down and out compared to this team and different type of player.
Yeah.
But you saw what happened with the Commanders this year.
You
get that quarterback, boom, you're 60 minutes away from going to a Super Bowl.
Yep.
Do you feel as if Michael Penix Jr. could have a Jaden Daniels type of effect when he's the full go guy next year?
Yeah, I think he can have a Michael Penix effect, you know? I think that he can bring that just that to the game. You know, and he just how he throws the football and how he gets certain, you know, certain passes to certain spaces has been like something that I've been really impressed with. But man, I think that, you know, if we do things the right way and we just follow the plan that they have for us, I believe we can have one of those seasons and one of those special seasons that we've been waiting for a long time.
Full disclosure, I thought Belichick should have been your coach last year, but where are you at with Raheem, your coach?
Oh man, I mean, I love Raheem, man. Like, you know, I think that he's the prime example of what a player should have in a head coach. He's the guy that, you know, it's bigger than him being a head coach. It's developing relationships. It's developing, you know, himself as, you know, a leader for the team, but doing it in a way that you can feel comfortable every single day. And, you know, I think that's the difference between, you know, good head coaches, great head coaches, and not so great head coaches is making sure that your team, you know, really is comfortable being there but loves to work hard for you and loves to work hard for the leader that's leading this team. And, you know, he brings that every single day, and I appreciate him so much for it.
So we had Myles Garrett here yesterday. Yeah. He was high in demand. Oh, he was talking about Philadelphia. He was talking about the Cowboys, right?
Oh,
all these different teams.
Yeah.
The feel I get from you is that you think you guys are ready to break out with Mike, with Drake London, obviously yourself.
Yeah.
And you believe in Raheem Morris as the head football coach. What's the pitch to Myles Garrett to help get you guys over the hump?
Yeah, man. I mean, you know, I think that him coming to us, like, you'll be in a great city. Obviously, you'll be with great people on the team. Like, you know, you'll enjoy playing football. You'll enjoy being, you know, at the facility with us. You'll enjoy practicing. And it'll just be fun to compete. And, you know, I think that's the biggest thing. You know, you can talk all this fluff and you can talk all this, oh, you can get this. But, like, in reality, you know, you got to take things one day at a time. And, you know, obviously it's going to be a learning process, you know, being in a new team, new city. So I think for him, like, you know, making sure you're feeling comfortable with the people around you and the people you're going to be working with every single day, because that's what's most important. And then, you know, obviously being ready to perform on the field on Sunday, but having fun doing it. Like, there'll be no pressure for you. Just, you know, go out there and use the God-given ability that he has.
The running back position the last few years was in a bad place.
Yeah.
A lot of people thought you didn't have to pay running backs.
Yeah. Well,
I get it, right? A lot of these Super Bowl champions, running back by committees. You're a game changer. Derrick Henry's a game changer. And who am I for? Oh, yeah, the guy that's playing the Super Bowl on Sunday.
Yeah, Saquon, man.
Saquon Barkley, the TikTok, the Saquon Barkley. It's still something that every time I say Saquon Barkley, and I have to say it the different way.
No doubt.
To
no
see,
doubt.
Even though you want to be here, but to see what he's done for the Eagles.
Yeah.
Your
I mean,
thoughts.
Man, I mean, he's obviously been incredible, man. Like, you know, just the things that he's brought to that team, that offense has been, you know, pretty, I mean, obviously super special. But, yeah, man, I think just him doing what he did, like, he really did elevate this position. Obviously, there's been a lot of great running back seasons this season, and just seeing how special it's been and how special it's really going to become, because, you know, I know that running backs are more than just, you know, running the football. Like, you know, we're effective in the pass game and pass blocking, so I think we do everything on the field. And when you have a guy like that, like, that's a true game changer for your offense. And, you know, I think that every single day, like, we're seeing the talent and running backs and what we can do. But yeah, man, I mean, Saquon's been the leader of that this season. But there's been a lot of guys, you know, there's been 5-6 guys behind him that's, you know, that's right there too. So it's pretty cool to see it.
I got to ask you before we let you run.
Yep.
That play called by Sark, second down, pitching the ball back.
Hey, man, I mean,
I was not happy with that. It's a good season for Texas. Very good season. Quinn Ewers, I don't think gets enough respect. Arch Manning, right?
Baller.
Everyone's waiting for him
right.
to be the full-time starter.
Right.
You were there, though. That play call, did not like it.
I know, man. It was you know, it looked like if we just blocked one more guy, that play would have worked. It would have worked. So it was more so like, it wasn't the play
QB
call.
QB sneak, eye formation, hand the ball.
I mean, yeah, yeah.
Too.
Going, definitely going.
Run that on fourth down if you needed to.
Yeah, yeah. Like, north to south is the way to go always. But, you know, the play call was good, but if we just blocked that safety, we would have ran it in.
Yeah.
But, I mean, it's just, like, more the execution of it. But I think he had the right thing in mind, and he really didn't know, like, that was going to happen. So, but, yeah, I mean, obviously, you always want to go north to south for sure.
What do we got cooking today?
Yeah, man, so this is my partnership with C4. You know, obviously, it's one of the best brands in the energy drink business, but for me it's been just amazing. Just
very tasty.
Okay, you like the orange?
Yeah.
All right,
it's
go.
Also not the first time I've ever had it.
Yes,
I tried
sir.
To sell it that way. They have these in our office all the time.
Hey, hopefully that gives you that energy too.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, but for me, like, the biggest thing is it's NSF approved, so it's safe. You know, it's protected. You don't got to worry about any outside material or bad things being in here to try to give you energy. Like, this is all, you know, in a lab that's you know, really make sure that you have the best performance off of your body, no matter what you're trying to do, working out, going to work, playing football, playing in a football game. Like, everything that it has is great for you, and it's just like more. I think this is more so like a lifestyle drink than an energy drink, because energy drink, that's a category, but this right here you can use it in all phases of life, and it's great for you.
Well, you know what? C4 gives me energy, gives you energy.
Yes, it does.
What if Arch Manning has one of this? What kind of energy is Texas gonna have?
I mean, he needs to bring that energy every single day for that program, man. Because I mean, obviously, when you do great things with Texas, then you can be a legend in Texas forever. So hopefully he does amazing.
You know what? I'll drink to that. Ready?
Yes,
cheers.
Let's go. I'm not going to open this. I got to take it with me.
You got it. Yeah, I know. You got to do a bunch of these. He's Bijan Robinson. Yeah, Bijan, appreciate it. Thank you.
Yeah, man. Thank you, bro.
Hey, it's Jen Hatmaker. Here's what I've learned in midlife. Joy isn't the reward you earn after all the work is done. Joy is the work. That's what this new series on For the Love is all about. The sacred, yes. It's choosing delight, rest, and pleasure on purpose. Because saying yes to yourself, that's the thing that finally lets you fill your table with everybody else. Come find your sacred yes with me. Follow and listen to For the Love wherever you get your podcasts.